It's time for this week's Graze Nebraska update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension. This week, we hear from Bethany Johnston on pasture lease agreements.
So when we think about pasture leases, now is actually a great time to get your pasture lease together. And there's a website called aglease101.org, and they have some example leases for you that are blank, so you can put in the landlord's name or the tenant's name, and it actually will walk you through the terms of the lease. And so what it's doing is actually kind of forcing you to communicate about that lease and think about things before there are problems. So if we hit drought and we have to pull cattle, how much time are we going to give the tenant? And then, you know, are we going to give that tenant a discount for the grass that they didn't use? The other thing to think about, the big question we always get is what can I charge for my pasture? And so they have pasture numbers for those cash rental rates per acre or per cow-calf pair. When they have those rates, probably the most important thing to remember is that labor is included in those prices. So it's not just the price of the grass. And then the other thing we want landowners and tenants to be able to agree on is stocking rate. And probably the best way to figure stocking rate is through an animal unit. And the animal unit is just a standardization.
That's been this week's Graze Nebraska update, brought to you by the NGLC and Nebraska Extension.